1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hundreds of top military officers from around the world, along with President Trump, are scheduled to attend an unusual meeting in Quantico, Virginia today. The man who called them together, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who hasn't explained the reason behind it. Military analyst Jeff McCausland is worried about the timing.
It remains to be seen to me whether or not some of these general officers, because they'll be here over that particular magic date of 1 October, might end up being stranded in the United States if there's a government shutdown, if in fact that affects their travel to go home.
That shutdown could begin at midnight after there was no progress reported at a meeting between President Trump and congressional Democratic leaders. Vice President Vance was there, too.
I think we're headed to a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's in the president's hands whether to avoid a shutdown or not.
The Senate is set to take another vote on a House funding bill today in a last-ditch effort to avoid a shutdown. It would furlough hundreds of thousands of federal employees. 200 National Guard troops are expected to roll into Portland, Oregon, unless a temporary restraining order filed by State Attorney General Dan Rayfield sticks.
Bringing in the U.S. military into our cities is not how you do that. That's not leadership when it comes to improving public safety. That's more to score political points.
President Trump's also ordered the Guard into Memphis, accusing the Democratic-run city of lax crime and immigration enforcement. Response from the Middle East after the president unveiled a peace plan for Gaza following his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The foreign ministers of eight Arab and Muslim-majority states issued a joint statement welcoming President Trump's vision for ending the war in Gaza and urged Hamas to accept it. The plan envisions a demilitarized and de-radicalized Gaza, where Hamas will play no role in its future.
After a more than 30-year run, AOL pulls the plug on dial-up service today. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Of course, the world has changed, and many of us don't rely on dial-up anymore. In fact, as satellite internet has gotten even better, the number of people who need dial-up is shrinking every year.
Jonesing for junk food?
Researchers at the University of Michigan found 1 in 5 women and 1 in 10 men in Generation X are hooked on sweets, fast food, or sugary drinks. Studies link eating ultra-processed foods regularly to increased risk of health issues like cardiovascular disease, cancer, obesity, and diabetes.
CBS's Michael George with the details. Dow futures down 98, S&P futures off 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in an all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hannish discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for hour number two. Hope you had a great intermission, but we are back to continue our talk about all things entertainment here on this beautiful Monday night in the state of Wisconsin. It is great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, how do you like your coffee? It is National Coffee Day. And we're asking how you like to take your coffee. And if you don't like coffee, that's fine, too. Tell us why. Get involved in the conversation and have some fun. You can text us at 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app or on the stream at YouTube, Twitter, X, or Facebook. Let us know. And either way, it's great to have you. Be part of the fun. All right. So it is time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you the details on this great Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest we're doing here at Civic Media. It is our multi-state Text to Win contest, and it's a great one. So all you need is the app, and I'm going to give you the keyword in about 10 minutes. Text in that keyword, and you are eligible to win a daily prize of $200 cash and gold jewelry. And doing that automatically enrolls you in the or makes you eligible for the grand prize, which is two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football. And it is a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon kickoff. You also get a gas card to attend the game. If you don't live near Green Bay, that could be helpful. It's a $1,550 value. That is not exactly chump change, folks. So be part of the fun, our multi-state text to win contest. And it is going on through October 3rd. That's this Friday. So be part of the fun. We're going to send you the word. Here's the thing. When you get a confirmation text from Civic Media, click on that link and you have a chance to be even more eligible for that prize. It increases your chances to win. If you sign up for Civic Media Today, the Civic Media newsletter, or any of our social media platforms. So do that. Be part of the gang. And good luck, everybody. Also, if you are listening to Nightlight, I have to say this because we got another text over the weekend, Con. From 4 to 6 a.m., they replay the show. When I give the keyword between 4 and 6 a.m., unfortunately, that does not count at those hours. So it has to be between the hours of 7 and 8 tonight through Friday if you want to qualify. And I will give you that keyword once again in just a few minutes. So, Conrad Krieger, working the board. What did you do during intermission? What were you doing over there? Just chilling out a little bit.
I was thinking about all the coffee I'm going to drink tomorrow.
Are you going to drink a lot of food? Because National Coffee Day is today, though.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I was just editing some stuff on my side of the board.
All right. You know, I was trying to find this great coffee bit. This guy, there's this comedian. I should have asked Mike Lucas about this, but there's this comedian named Tommy Sledge, PI. And he goes into all these old school cops or different, you know, words for women's legs, like getaway sticks or stems. And he does all the old school speak. And he has a great bit about coffee. But while I was looking for that today, and I couldn't find it before the show, he said his wife told him to drop his pants at the cleaners. And that got me 30 days in the hooskow because I misunderstood what she said. I love that kind of stuff. I'm just immature enough to love a good drop your pants joke because it's totally inappropriate. We've got a lot of texts we got to get to here, Con. I don't think. We got a phone call. Who's on the blower?
Richard from Waukesha.
Oh, I love it. Richard, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I got to tell you, this invention, I don't know if I made it up or if I just accidentally got it on making my own coffee.
Yeah.
I have a problem with having a coffee at a shop and then leaving my coffee grounds too long at home.
Okay.
And it's real humid where I live, and there's a mold problem or a freshness problem, drying out or whatever. So what I come up with is I get this concentrated cold coffee mix, which you can buy, and you can pour it in your cup, and you can get flavors and everything. It's just concentrated. Then you add the water, and then I just microwave it.
And that's how you like to drink your coffee. You're saying that's a good thing.
It stores really long. Once you open the container, you just put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, that is the way to go. Because I waste a lot of coffee.
Cup at a time.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And you get various choices of the concentration, depending upon where you buy it or what brand. And it's coffee.
Yeah. That's outstanding. You know? I appreciate that. And you, because I waste a lot of coffee. Sometimes I'll drink like a cup and a half, and I got to pour the rest of it out. And I've even done this, Richard, where I'll like microwave it the next day, but it just doesn't taste good, you know?
Yeah, well, you can refrigerate it and microwave it, but, you know, this way it's one cup at a time, and I could drink a half a cup and then put a little bit more in it and a little more water and just add to the cup and microwave it again and get it hot again.
A coffee aficionado, Richard. Thank you, buddy, for the call. Much appreciated. Have a great night. You too. Thanks,
Bye.
Pal. That's awesome. Because I waste way too much coffee. It's still cheaper than buying coffee out, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I just use a Keurig, so.
Do you? See, it might be the way to go. But is the coffee more expensive when you buy those little?
Well, it depends where you buy it from, honestly. Like, Amazon has some pretty good deals with buying, like, a 30-pack of them. If you go to, you know, Festival or something around there, it's like $12 for, like, six of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But when you equate that to buying coffee out or what I throw away, it's probably comparable. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
my wife's been after me to get a Keurig, too.
The Keurig just doesn't taste as good as when you go out, obviously, but it gets the job done.
gets you where you want to go. All right, so we got to catch up on some text here, folks. Dave, our pal on the stream, says, Neil, you know what he's talking about there?
Yeah.
I can't. I felt weird even bringing up the t-shirt, even though I didn't say the name, so I'm not going to read that. Dave says, haven't had a drop of coffee since May of 2010. First hot day made me spit it out and stop drinking coffee. Wow. Always black. So he does have an opinion, though. All right. Well, I'm not going to read that one. Right there. Yeah, I got it. Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, coffee. My coffee is espresso, strong and sweetened with honey. Yum, yum. I never have put honey in my coffee.
Honey in coffee is amazing. It's
really?
So good, yes.
Now, what would have gotten you to try that?
I think one of my friends, he's like, let's go get some coffee. And then he got a French vanilla coffee, iced coffee. And he says, I always put honey in it. It adds a little bit of sweetness to it. I was like, yeah, I'll try it. And I was like, yeah, I'm always going to get honey in my coffee now.
And it's healthier than sugar.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I put honey in tea. I've never put it in coffee.
I would recommend it.
Awesome. Tony the Trucker, he's in the 608, says, Pete, I temper my 40-year-old thermos, freshly grind a quality medium roast bean, and enjoy fresh hot coffee into the early evening while delivering groceries throughout beautiful Wisconsin. That's a great text. Everything about that text I love. Thank you, Tony. And then we just did, who are people texting about the contest already, Con? What's going on there?
I haven't even
given the keyword yet.
I don't know.
All right. Keyword is coming up in 3 or 4 minutes, folks, right before we go to the break. Conrad's mom says, I do not like the smell or taste of coffee. Will only drink cappuccino or chai tea. Chai tea is good.
Yeah. She does not like coffee.
That's almost more like coffee.
It's definitely sweeter and doesn't have that bitter taste to it.
Right. Penny in the 608 says, please don't advertise. Was that for us? Did I say something about it?
I mean, I said you can get K-Cups on there.
Oh, at Amazon. Okay. I was talking about the river, Penny. Turning to our social media responses for our question of the day. Conrad said, an iced cold brew or a cortado, which is made with equal parts espresso and steamed milk. I just had one myself, and it was delectable. Our pal Dan Davey says, I like my coffee like I like my friends. Strong, bold, filled with Irish whiskey. My life sucks. LOL. Sounds pretty fun to me. Yeah. A little Irish whiskey with friends. That's your living. Danny Wheels, our pal Daniel Wheeler says, I enjoy an iced white mocha. I also seem to be impervious to caffeine, as I can drink one in the evening and still fall asleep later on with no problem. You know, I can do that, but I try not to because once in a while it does affect me. But I just don't risk it, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, it definitely does affect me.
I respect that.
I will stay up tonight I'm probably going to stay up now because I had coffee.
Because you had coffee, yeah.
But I don't care. It was too enjoyable.
It's worth it. I had the same thing. I had it after you had it. So even later. And it's not a contest. I'm just saying. okay. And then I said dark roast with cinnamon mixed in like they do at Rise and Grind with a splash of oat milk. Great stuff. Our pal Amanda Nimmer, who is our social media guru here at WGBW, says, I like the smell of coffee, but hate the taste. I embrace my British forefathers' ways of living. Tea for life. I love it. I love the passion, Amanda. Chris Anderson on social media says, decaf with a splash of half and half. That's what I do. You gotta discover decaf, Con, because it's like, it's not that different. If you find a good decaf, it can take you to flavor country just like regular would.
I feel weird going to a coffee shop and then being like, I want decaf.
Why?
I don't know, because like coffee is, you know, known for.
Oh, come on.
But when I go to a coffee shop, usually I'm like, I want the caffeine in the morning.
Yeah. I think half the people in there are ordering decafs. They don't want caffeine.
Yeah.
I hear those orders a lot. Our pal JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, Conrad.
Behind the guy.
Cold brew, rum, and a splash of milk. Now, this is interesting. He's friends with Dan Davey, and they both sound like the way they like their coffee, they might have a drinking problem, but we're not going to judge them. All right. So I don't know if you heard this, Con. This is exciting. Taylor Swift took herself out of the running for the Super Bowl halftime show. So do you know who the Super Bowl halftime?
Bad Bunny.
Are you a fan?
I think his music sounds cool, but I just don't understand it.
His music?
So I think it's, you know, a little different for me.
Yeah. But you know what? I didn't really know Kendrick Lamar last year either. But then when I did some research and what he was doing in the lyric, I thought it was great. And it looked cool. So I don't know anything about Bad Bunny. So give me, give me Springsteen or U2 or whomever, but give me somebody I don't know too. I'm fine with that. I love it.
You know, Bad Bunny wrestled for a little bit in WWE.
Come on.
Was it like a celebrity?
Really?
It's like a celebrity, he would show up for a couple. But he didn't turn out like Logan Paul, who did it for a couple, and then he's like, all right, I actually want to do this now.
No, this guy made a whole new career. He's a big star in pop music.
Well, no, he was doing that before he did WWE, I'm saying. Like, it was like him as a celebrity guest.
He
did some fun matches, actually.
Really? Oh, that's kind of cool. Good for Bad Bunny. I'm excited to see the show. All right, folks, it is time for me to give you the keyword tonight for our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. We are doing this through Friday. I will be giving out keywords in the 7 o'clock hour through Friday. Daily cash prize, $200 in gold jewelry. Grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota, November 23rd at 12 noon. That's a $1,500 plus value. So here we go. You have to text in on the app. Tonight's keyword is chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. Good luck, everybody. We are coming right back with my pal Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology.com. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The midterm gerrymandering arms race is on, with the current balance of power in the U.S. Congress, 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. Red states Texas and Missouri have finished manipulating their congressional maps. What states are next? Heeding President Donald Trump's call to gerrymander more GOP seats, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed the legislature's new congressional map September 28th, splitting a Kansas City district to likely gain one more congressional seat for the GOP. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a plan August 29th, gerrymandering five GOP seats. A Democratic plan in California awaits a referendum in November. September 23rd, Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called for meetings around the state to hear public testimony on mid-decade redistricting and avoided calling a special session. Meanwhile, the GOP, with its supermajority in the state House and Senate, needs signatures from two-thirds of the legislature to call a special session for itself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in August that redistricting would be, quote, appropriate, but there's been no concrete action thus far. Ohio's redistricting committee met September 24th, ahead of a September 30th deadline. Governors Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire and Kay Ivey in Alabama have said they do not support reopening the redistricting process. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Brother. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. You know, in regard to Penny's text, that's how I am. I always try to find a different place to buy something if I can spend my money somewhere where people don't really need it.
Yeah.
You do feel helpless sometimes. It's a small thing, but we can all vote with our money. It's where we want to spend it. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just so easy sometimes to go with the big boys, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
But I do try.
I think sometimes it's nicer that it's cheaper than alternative options, for me at least. But.
Right. Well, listen, it wouldn't kill you to get an extra job just so you can buy a pair of socks.
Yeah.
Nice pair of tube socks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pivot here and welcome one of my my bestest Nightlight pals. He's the founder of Wisconsinology.com. I actually, Conrad, when I wrote that I was using voice, so it says WisconsinAllergy.com. That's a different website.
You need to know sometimes what allergies, what pills to take.
He is a director, producer of commercials, movies, and amazing documentaries, and his name is Frank Anderson, and he joins us now over the phone. Hey, buddy.
Hey, where's my theme song?
Oh, man. I completely forgot about your theme song, Frank.
Yeah, where I'm introduced by Vic Perrin, Menominee Falls, Wisconsin native, telling the whole world out there that we control the horizontal and the vertical. Anyway, yeah, here I am.
Tell us the song again, Frank. We will make this
right. It's no big deal.
No, listen. You are a guest in my home. Okay, go ahead.
The theme to the original Outer Limits.
Okay. And who is the artist again?
It's just the theme to the TV show, The Outer Limits. That's okay.
Let's find that, Con.
However, you can always go with Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Listen, you have so many music connections. There's probably a lot of stuff we could use, and you'd be satisfied. Listen, you know what? I was going to ask you, Frank, when you were here tonight, we did a question last week that was, who's your favorite one-hit wonder? And I saw one of your posts on Facebook recently, and I thought, I bet Frank would say the Turtles, Happy Together. But you might argue that they are not a one-hit wonder. Your thoughts?
No, not at all. They had many hits.
But did they have a lot of chart-topping hits like Happy Together?
Well, no one has that kind of hit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's lineman of the county. That's, I mean, going back to that time, that's just huge.
Absolutely.
Just like Never My Love, the second most played song in history.
I love that song.
Yeah. No. That's in a class by itself. But sure, the Turtles had a lot of hit songs.
What was your connection? Did you play with them? I read the post like a couple weeks ago, or did you have some connection personally with them, or are you just a fan of their music?
Oh, no, not at all. I just went and saw their show.
Gotcha.
And there's no more of them, so I didn't really see their show.
Yeah. Sometimes they do that, like with bands, like when only like the bass player is alive and he's still touring with other guys singing the same.
Well,
and good
here's
for
the
him.
Thing about, yeah, well, no. Nowadays, no one's alive. You know, it's like me stumbling on a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in 1990, whatever. And what am I doing here? They're dead. You know, they're dead. They don't exist. Who are you up there? You know.
Oh, that's funny.
But that's what's going on nowadays.
So, Frank, our question of tonight, I would love to get your thoughts on this. You strike me as a guy who probably loves coffee, but I don't want to make assumptions. Are you a coffee drinker?
I love coffee.
All right, there we go.
I live for coffee.
So what takes you to Flavor Country in regard to coffee? How do you drink your coffee?
I drink it... two creams and two sugars.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah. What they call the New York City coffee regular.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know where you go, I have a coffee regular. Yeah.
And that's what that means? Two creams, two sugars?
Well, cream and sugar.
Okay.
A lot of sugar.
All right.
Yeah. You know, it's not like a mocha, but I mean, a mocha is what? It's a hot milkshake, right?
It's chocolate. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. It's just calories. A regular coffee, cream and sugar. That's it.
Hey, Frank, it's great to have you here as always, buddy. But I want to start off because last year I kind of missed this with you, and I want to make sure we don't do this again. We're going to have you back before the event. But tell us about, or tell the listeners about Joey's Song, this great event that takes place this year between or January 9th and 10th in Madison at the Sylvie. Tell us how it got started and a little bit about the event and your involvement, if you would, please.
Sure. It was founded by Mike Gamal. His son, very young son, Joey, died from a form of epilepsy. And Joey's Song is an effort to raise money aimed at that very form. So all the money raised by you and everyone out there buying your tickets goes straight to the top doctor in that field, I believe at Northwestern University, and it funds him and his many endeavors. How it began was in a little bar in Madison, singing Freddie Johnston, who had one hit in the 1990s and has written many others. He started performing at a little bar in Madison. And I think the first time they raised, you know, a few hundred bucks.
Sure.
And then Butch Big and Garbage got involved. And then
everybody started to get involved.
It's
and
so great.
Last year, we had a hell of a band up there. On one side of the stage, there was, you know, Steve Porcaro from Toto. And on the other side, there was Chris Collingsworth from the Stacy's Mom. What's that band?
Stacy's Mom's Got It Going On. Hey, Frank, let's pick up there. We got to do the news. We're coming back. And I'm also going to ask Frank about the Madison-Milwaukee rivalry. You won't want to miss this, folks. Frank Anderson is here. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. President Trump will join Defense Secretary Hegseth and top military brass from around the world at a rare in-person meeting at a Marine base in Virginia this morning. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
Beyond the security problem locally in Quantico, this puts an awful lot of pressure on the security requirements back in those respective commands.
President Trump blaming Democrats after meeting with congressional leaders in a bid to avoid a government shutdown at midnight.
They're going to have to do some things because their ideas are not very good ones. They're very bad for our country.
CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis, where they're expecting a flood of federal troops soon.
CBS News has learned that federal agents could start making arrests as early as Wednesday. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says of the agencies involved in that federal task force, National Guard troops will be sent into the city, although we don't know exactly how many.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, you know, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, you know, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in an all-time high right now. Can't wait to, you know, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week. It's fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
That is one of those songs that just, like, makes me feel good. And you kind of forget about it, then you hear it on the radio, and it's so great. This is Pete Schwalbe and Nightlight. That song being played by Conrad was inspired by Frank Anderson's visit. Frank is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com and a producer and director of movies and commercials, and he joins us now, as he so often does, and it's always great to have him. Frank, before I rudely cut you off before the news, you were telling us about Joey's song and some of the performers there, and I think you were talking about Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah, let me go down real quick now. Ready?
Here's yeah.
The performers. Charlie Behrens will be hosting. Joel Hodgson of MSC 3K will
awesome.
Be providing comedy. This is going to be great. He's building a giant puppet and everything. Butch Vig, Duke Erickson of Garbage, Vicky and Debbie from the Bangles. We have members of Belly, Big Star, Cheap Trick, Letters to Cleo, the Silver Sun Pickups will be there. Portugal the Man will be there.
Jeez.
Fountains of Wayne will be there. Jane from the Go-Go's, Max Collins from Eve 6, countless more, including instrumental superstars who have played on all your favorite hits. But these superstars will be back with the band, and that is where I am.
I love that. And it's January 9th and 10th at the Sylvie in Madison, Joey's song. This year, is it called Freezing Man Festival, or is that something different, Frank?
No, it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's a little bit shortened this year because of corporations are not planning their donations ahead of time because of the political climate. And, of course, that'll change once that ends.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
If it ends.
Yeah, no kidding. The proceeds go to fighting epilepsy, which is what Joey said. So that's so great. Well, I'll have to have Mike on. I know you connected us, but as we get closer to the date, we'll help get the word out.
So
about
are
that.
You and Conrad going to be there?
You know what? I told you last year I was going to see what I could do about that. But hey, I don't know if you know this, Frank. Well, I haven't really made it official yet, but the Godfather of Green Bay is going to be playing at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. So if you and the missus or anybody in your family are looking for a road trip, it would be really fun to see you out there. But yeah, I would love to be at Joey's song if I can line it up.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for that heads up.
Yeah, you bet. That's my love letter. It's my love letter to Wisconsin.
No, it's not. I'm just going to say, it's the only film I know of that is not a love letter to the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, I love that bothers you so much. It's
got Tony Goldwyn as a godfather. Good gracious, that alone is not a love letter to Wisconsin.
Right. All right, so I'm excited to have you on the show because I saw you posted something on Facebook. It was about Greg Gard and how Madison, or UW-Madison, is going to play basketball in Milwaukee. And it got me thinking, and I remember when I first moved back here, I had dinner with you and our mutual friend, Barry Palterman, who introduced us. And you told me that night at dinner about this rivalry between Madison and Milwaukee, which I thought sounded so ridiculous at first, but it's there. And I don't know if everybody knows about it. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, they should know. Okay, in Madison, people think Milwaukee is somewhere out in the East Coast. They think it's, you know, Boston University, Marquette. And Milwaukee's Catholic. Madison's Protestant or whatever. It's always been that way, and it's a political rivalry.
Steve's in Milwaukee, they're hardcore. The ones in Madison, they're more wishy-washy. They're not going to vote the same, ever. And it's always been that way. And it is hardcore, but I think the basketball team is where it really comes down to. It's Marquette versus University of Wisconsin.
Is this
and
like
as a kid, holy God, traveling to Marquette to see a game? Oh my, that was a strange event back in the day. It was strange. There's priests in the stands. You know what? Where the hell am I? You know.
But isn't it? Do you think it's a valid? I mean, like I was talking about this earlier with Conrad. Like I like both. My parents met at Marquette. My brother, my son went to Madison. I loved doing stand up in Madison. Civic Media is based in Madison. I'm very familiar with Madison and to slightly lesser degree Milwaukee. I think they're both fine cities, and I think, you know, I don't know that Wisconsin should. And you say they're at opposite ends, but they're even in elections, they're both kind of blue. Like, are they looking for stuff to argue about or to be different about?
Milwaukee, the Milwaukee left means business. It's hardcore, blue collar, hardcore union. Pay me. You know, that's what they say. And I'm going to do a little analogy. Do I have time to do a little analogy?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, these are two things that really happened to me, and you can tell the difference between the two cities, okay? I park my car for a shoot in South Milwaukee, pull up in the neighborhood, drive on a public street, drive in front of a house. Door bursts open from the house opposite where I parked. What the hell you doing out there? I go, I'm parking. Well, get the hell out of there. Who told you could park there? You know, it's a public street. And I'm laughing too hard, but I listened and I parked down the street. I park in front of a house for a shoot in Madison the same year. Lady looks out the window, shuts the curtain. Looks out the window again, shuts the curtain. 5 minutes later, slowly comes out and inches up to me, and I'm just standing there waiting for the crew to arrive and pick me up near the shoot. And she says, sir. And I go, yes. And she goes, and you are... I didn't know what to say. Frank, my name's Frank. Nice to meet you. No. And you are? That was her way of telling me to get the hell off of her lawn and,
oh
you know,
gosh.
Go. That's the difference between Madison and Milwaukee, right there. And I much prefer being screamed at by, you know, by some Polish guy. I love that.
Right.
You know where you stand. Get the hell out of here.
Well, that's interesting because Madison was just voted, and I have to find the website I saw, as the friendliest city in America.
Yeah. Excuse me, but that's horseshit.
All right, we are on the
friendly
radio.
What's friendly? What's friendly? Is it that Minnesota nice?
Yeah.
You know, I really hate you. Get the hell out of here. But, you know, and you are.
And you are. My guest is Frank Anderson, who knows more about Wisconsin than I will ever know about, and the rivalries within. And Frank, while we're on that topic, you also, that same night we met, you talked about the rivalry between Minnesota and Wisconsin, and that Wisconsin actually has more lakes than Minnesota. But is that a religious rivalry as well, or is that how it started?
No. That's another place. I mean, I can't even cross that boundary, for God's sake, without feeling trepidation. they don't have supper clubs.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
They brandy old-fashioned, maybe a mile inside the border. After that, forget it. What do you want? I want a brandy old-fashioned sour. What the hell is that, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's two different cultures, and it is sharp. We've got all of East Europe, right?
Yeah.
We're East Europe, this massive pile of East Europe. East Europe as it existed before World War I, that East Europe, that's Wisconsin. Over there, well, they're Scandinavian, I guess. And, you know, they got some Poles up in Minneapolis. It's cosmopolitan somewhat. But the rest of it is really weird.
That's all I got to say about that.
All right,
that.
I want to ask you, this is something you posted too.
Don't get
too.
Me started on Michigan, because I know that difference is even stranger.
Oh, that's for another, we could do a couple segments.
And by the way,
we
don't play hockey. We do not have high school hockey. They have high school hockey in Minnesota and in Michigan the way we have high school football. We don't do that. We have clubs. Got to take your kid 70 miles away somewhere to play hockey if he's interested or she's interested.
Oh, that's interesting.
We do not do that.
You're right. And it's kind of big. I mean, where I live in Marinette, hockey's a big deal, but you're right. It's not affiliated with the school. So,
excuse me, where do you live?
Marinette.
Excuse me, where do you live? How many miles from the Michigan border, excuse me?
Oh, we are right next door, buddy, and there are only 9 weed shops in a town of 8,000 people in Menominee, Michigan. So get in line.
Excellent.
So you also posted this, I thought was hilarious. You shared something that said, a bite from a Lone Star tick could lead to dairy allergies. And I have just one question. How do I get bit by a Lone Star tick? Because I could use both to keep the weight off. That's kind of scary.
Well, I mean, the Lone Star tick would devastate Wisconsin, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe cheese curds, no forget it.
Yeah. Oh, forget it. No, it's frightening. That's our plague waiting to happen.
Right. All right, Frank, I want to ask you about something else I know you're somewhat familiar with. I've talked about it a little bit on this show, and it's this really cool film with Hugh Jackman that'll be out soon called Lightning and Thunder, Song Sung Blue, about Mike and Claire Sardina, a local phenom duo from Milwaukee. Tell us about this awesome film.
Oh, well, it's based on the documentary Song Sung Blue, which I urge everyone to see. I knew them in the, you know, back in the 90s.
Did you? Oh, nice.
And yeah, they were a band. I mean, they were Thunder and Lightning. And they played the pre-recorded tracks in small bars in Milwaukee. And then out of nowhere, they got this amazing following. People came to sing along to his Neil Diamond bit and her Barbra Streisand bit. And they were huge, and they got married at State Fair. How big is that?
Oh, wow.
And I remember one of our, from our film company, one of our guys went out there with the film crew to film the wedding, and he shot a lot of stuff, which ended up later in the documentary. But the documentary was so interesting to Hollywood types that it became this drama starring Hugh Jackman that's coming out in December. Amazing. And I remember them. And I remember when their career fell, you know, the peak happened and then it just ended like anyone's career. You reach that point where, you know, it's hopeless. Just stop. Do something else.
Well, I can't wait for the movie.
I don't know. I can't either. And by the way, I'm the guy that they would show up at all these parties, uninvited.
Oh, wow.
Not uninvited, but because they were celebrities.
So, yeah.
And I thought, well, God, they are celebrities. They should go in. So I was always the guy that let them in these parties. And someone would always go, who let Thunder and Lightning in the party? And I did. And you go, well, they weren't invited. And I said, these guys are stars. Why aren't they invited?
All right. So when we got to do a short break, but I want to ask you, Frank, where you rate, like, and you can think about this during the short break, like Neil Diamond, his legacy, because I know everybody knows Sweet Caroline, but I'm kind of on a Neil Diamond kick lately. And then I'm going to also ask Frank, folks, and don't go away for this, because he's going to tell you what Wisconsin product is the reason Italian food is so tasty. And this is a proven fact, too, because Frank can trace everything to Wisconsin, which I love. We're going to do that. Tonight's keyword, once again, for our text to win multi-state contest is Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, Chance. Text that in on the app. And for our text to win green and gold multi-state contest, folks, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The 98.9 WXCO Text to Win contest sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Winterberg. Download the free Civic Media app and text to win on the WXCO page.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere, is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon. Love you so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl.
I'm Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight. We have a few more minutes on this Monday night show. Tomorrow night on the show, Sean Hannish, the director of Just a Bit Outside, will be here. Sean has been here a lot, Conrad, but he's always fun to talk to. And he's not here to talk about Just a Bit Outside. He's behind a new film that will hit theaters called No Packers, No Life. We've had the director on the show several times, Craig Benzine. It'll be good to talk to Sean about a movie you can see in theaters soon. And then recently retired Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He wrote about entertainment for years, and we always enjoy talking to Chris. He'll be here tomorrow night as well. Right now, we have a few minutes left with my current guest, Frank Anderson. Frank, are you a Neil Diamond fan? Where do you rank him? I think everybody thinks of Sweet Caroline, but man, oh man, I mean, Solitary Man. He's great.
Well, he's one of the all-time greats. He's the king of Tin Pan Alley. It's undeniable. It's just undeniable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you know so much more about music than me, and I think a lot of people, or at least when I was younger, thought he was kind of cheesy, and then you discover his music and it's like the one we just heard, or you know, Song Sung Blue. I heard Johnny Cash singing Solitary Man recently. All these great songs, and I love
that. That song alone is so incredible.
Yeah.
The chord structure and how he starts it, and it sucks you right in. And by the way, cheesy is good.
Yeah, great.
I mean, a hip, you know, say goodbye to that crap in 2 years because it's never going to come back. And you'll wonder, what the hell was I thinking? But
you'll
be singing Neil Diamond forever and ever.
Absolutely. All right. So before we let you go, Frank, I want to ask you about this beloved ingredient in Italian food. And supposedly it's why Italian food is the most tasty food. And you can trace that back to Wisconsin. You can find this kind of stuff on Wisconsinology.com, folks. So what is that ingredient, Frank?
Parmigiano.
Yes. That's
but that touches something deeper. I'm sorry. They don't make cheese as good as we do.
In Italy?
Nobody does.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And the annual, the annual cheese contest, whatever that is, which is kind of interesting, Wisconsin stands alone in winning all the medals. I mean, not every one.
Sure.
You know, we let them win a few. But we come back and win the next year. And the irony of this year's international cheese event and was that a Wisconsin cheesemaker won a huge medal for Connecticut or something like that. But when you get down to it, representing America, Wisconsin's easily 70% of what is out there in the international version of the cheese medals.
It's so great. I thought it was going to be like garlic or oil, and then I read further down, and it's underneath the headline. I think this was in Slate. It says, a notorious scholar of Italian cuisine claimed that the most authentic Parmesan cheese is made in Wisconsin. So there you go. Another thing you've tied to Wisconsin. I love that, Frank.
Well, it's huge, and we are so lucky, unlike Minnesotans, to have such wonderful things on our store shelves.
All right, I want to get one more quick thing in here. Let's do this. Piggybacking on the cheese, we've got about 2 minutes left. The Wizard of Oz premiered in Wisconsin before it premiered nationally, right?
Right, it premiered in Green Bay.
How do you like that? How did
Green
that
Bay
happen?
Doesn't celebrate it.
No, right.
It premiered 3 days later in Oconomowoc, and they turned it into an entire festival.
Yeah, that's not
But it premiered in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the next day in Appleton.
Before it premiered nationally, that's what I thought was so interesting.
Well, they had previews, you know, in Hollywood. They always have previews
sure.
so they can get the scorecards out, right? See what they need to cut.
Right.
But the actual finished film was first shown in Green Bay.
Well, all right.
That we know of so far until some other little town pops up, but none have.
No, but let's keep it right here in Wisconsin. That's another thing we can tie here to Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Frank.
A flurry of premieres, by the way. A flurry.
As usual, buddy. So much fun. We did not get to the Farting Preacher, which is the first viral video on VHS ever. But we will maybe pick up there.
Oh, yeah. You have to go to me personally on Facebook for all that stuff.
Right. Follow Frank on Facebook or look him up at Wisconsinology.com. Frank, always fun, buddy. Thank you so much, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. All right, Frank Anderson, folks. And I'm not kidding. Like, Wisconsinology, that Parmesan cheese story, that was from Wisconsinology. Great stuff there. Check it out. What am I forgetting, Con?
I don't know.
Did we get everything?
I think you're...
Is this just so crazy that we got through everything? Are we good on text?
Well, we do get one Steady Eddie text.
Where's that? I got all these keywords. Oh, there's Steady Eddie. Oh, thank you for pointing that out. I hate to miss a Steady Eddie text. All right, Steady Eddie says... He's in the 608, by the way. Do you know that, Con?
I think so.
He's one of our 608ers. He says, Pete, I make my coffee at home. I drink it strong and black. Pete's is my favorite. Pete, helpful hint. After you brew your coffee in a coffee maker, pour it into a thermos. The coffee will go bitter if you keep it on the warmer, but it will stay tasty all day in the thermos. Yes, that is true, Steady Eddie. The problem is it never occurs to me to put coffee in a thermos while I'm at home. But why wouldn't I? There's no rules to this, right?
I don't think so.
All right. Hey, folks, this is fun. Thank you so much for your text tonight. It was fun talking about coffee on National Coffee Day. And I don't know. Thank you to Frank Anderson. Thank you to Mike Lucas. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And good luck in the contest. Another fun night is right around the corner tomorrow night. A Tuesday edition of Nightlight waits in the wings. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Business at federal government offices could grind to a halt at midnight after President Trump and congressional leaders failed to reach an agreement. CBS's Torian Small.
It appears that Republicans and Democrats are no closer to a deal on averting a shutdown than they were a week ago.
The president, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and military leaders from around the world meet in Virginia this morning. CBS's Eleanor Watson.
There are several in-person meetings of senior commanders throughout the year, but a meeting of this scale on such short notice is rare, if not unprecedented.
No reason for the gathering given. Hamas says it'll study President Trump's peace plan for Gaza and discuss it with other Palestinian factions before it responds. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
There is so much that has to go right and so much that can go wrong. And while those talks are going on, the Israeli offensive continues.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.